Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yeah, that's a great idea to do. Today is kind of one of those, it almost makes you believe in an earth wobble. I think I just made that term up. Because we know, you know, Mercury can go retrograde, right? But, you know, every once in a while you just figure, like, things just get a little unstuck. I don't know, maybe it's just that time of year. However, the day in history would suggest that I'm more right than wrong. All right, it's International Strange Music Day. I think that would be Trevor and me singing. Very strange music.
Indeed.
Also the sounds of radios being turned off, you know, and podcasts being erased. Oh, no. Okay, it's National Peach Pie Day. Well, that's, you know. Listen, I told you, I'm a convert. I was a pie girl, and I'm now a cobbler girl. No question. More fruit, less dough, much easier to make, quicker. Don't have to worry about soggy crust. I am so on board with cobbler. It's National Weather Complaint Day. And what day is not a weather complaint day? It turns out that people will absolutely talk with strangers about the weather. Well, they wouldn't talk about anything else. Hot enough for you? It's going to cool off on the weekend. I mean, right? Do we all do it? It's a great leveler. Right? I mean, think about it. Trevor, do you do that?
You do. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm Minnesotan. What else we got to talk about?
Yeah. Weather. Right?
We love our weather talk.
We love our weather talk. Speaking of not having anything to do with weather, Straight Outta Compton was number one again, which is really sort of surprising everybody. As I said, I thought I gave it really good review. I thought it was a bit too long, but absolutely compelling. And as I said, having seen Hamilton in the same week that I saw Straight Outta Compton, I thought that whole issue about rap, you know, hip-hop, music, and slogans of how to start a revolution, or how to, I'm not sure it starts a revolution. I think what it does is it attracts people to a revolution. It's something simple. It's a heartbeat, literally. You know, think about the beat, that there is something compelling about it. And even if you think about Les Mis, you know, so all sorts of things. 855-993-7569. It's also a Pluto demoted day. How cool is that? Did you know, except Pluto demoted, I thought was very sad. I thought it was, you know, talking about the universe wobbling. I thought it was a very unhappy day. Pluto, I think, is basically everybody's, other than Earth, maybe everybody's favorite planet. And do you know what year it was demoted? I actually checked. I didn't know offhand.
Was it 2006?
Way to go, Trent. Yeah. Did you look it up?
I remember seeing it.
Yeah,
I don't remember hearing about it.
I would have said that it was more recent than that. I mean, that's 9 years ago. I would have said it was probably, you know, 4 or 5, but it was a whole 9 years ago. I guess that's one of the phenomena of things going fast as the older you get. So, on this day in history, in theory, these are always in theory as far as I'm concerned, Mount Vesuvius erupted. Pompeii, Herculaneum, and Stabiae are buried in volcanic ash. Note, this traditional date has been challenged, and many scholars believe that the event occurred on October 24th, which would be my birthday. So I personally, I think I'm going to make it October 24th because it'll be easier to remember. So they're off by 2 months. I mean, that's a plus or minus 1/6, which is 15%. That's a fair margin of error. I'm not sure why it would be that wide, but nevertheless. In 1456, the printing of the Gutenberg Bible is completed. Obviously, it took a little bit of time. William Penn received the area that's now the state of Delaware and adds it to Pennsylvania. There you go. Let's see what else we got. The British troops invade D.C. During the burning of Washington, the White House and the Capitol and many other buildings were set afire. We know that. Yeah. See what else we got. So you can see it's kind of a wobbly day in history as far as I'm concerned. Thomas Edison in 1891 patented the first motion picture camera. Amelia Earhart in 32 became the first woman to fly across the United States nonstop. And she went from L.A. to Newark, New Jersey. In 1949, NATO goes into effect. So there you go. Which seems appropriate somehow. Our heroes in France who stopped the terrorist attack seems somehow appropriate. In 1950, Edith Sampson became the first black U.S. delegate to the U.N. In 1991, the Ukraine declared itself independent from the Soviet Union. And in 1998... the first radio frequency identification human implantation was tested in the United Kingdom. I think I've been on dogs for a long time, and a lot of people think that it's going to be on humans sooner rather than later. 855-993-7569. Marlene, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I have a question for you about how to shut down some sort of inappropriate advances from a guy. We're both community volunteers in a service organization.
Okay.
I've been a member for about 15 years. He's been a member for about maybe 5 years. And he's very outgoing, very gregarious and friendly. But I notice with me and probably lots of other women, we're only about 25% women, I'd say, he gets very close, and it's always baby, and it's a lot of, oh, how's your summer? Gee, I'd like to see you in a bikini. And believe me, my bikini days are way behind me. we're both in our 60s, I'm sure. And just comments like that. And honestly, you know, if it was not the fact that I have to see him at committees occasionally or social gatherings, he's got a long-term girlfriend, and I'm married many years. I just wonder, what can I say that would sort of stop this without being as, I don't want to say
obnoxious. Well, listen, I would take him aside and say, listen, I got to tell you, everybody thinks you're a great guy except for one thing. That I know you're being what you view as friendly, but for those of us of a certain age, it just feels a little uncomfortable. How about if you treated us more like we were men than women? And I think that should probably do it.
You think?
I think it should.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'd be very straightforward. I'd take him aside. I'd maybe even buy him a cup of coffee and say, hey, listen, everybody thinks you're great except for this one thing.
Okay, I will give that a try. Thank you.
All righty, you're most welcome.
Okay, bye.
855-993-7569. Trev, I need you to take a quick break for me right here. I've got a problem I've got to take care of right away. Can you take care of it for me for just a minute?
Okay.
All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Folks, there was just a kind of minor, somebody had left something on the stove, and it needed to be taken care of before it brought the entire building down. So I apologize. It's one of the advantages of having a really good sense of smell, is you think, something's wrong here. So I apologize, but I decided it was probably better to take a quick rather than having the fire department come and evacuate the entire building. 855-993. That was my version of avoiding a disaster. The guys in France are much braver. I just have a good sense of smell. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. As Trevor said, never a dull moment. There we go. Never a dull moment. All right, 855-993-7569. Let me just get back to Marlene for just a minute. So here's the deal. What you want to do with somebody who's behaving inappropriately is give them a chance to understand a different way to behave. The idea being that most people are not wicked. They can sometimes be kind of clueless, but I think most people are somewhat unaware. And I keep going back to the study that I reference all the time, just because for me it was so shocking, of showing men and women pictures of a smiling woman, and women uniformly said, "Oh, well, she's friendly," and men uniformly said, "Oh, well, she wants me. You know, she's sexually available. She's flirting with me." So it's just, I mean, it's one of those kind of horrifying notions of the difference between how men and women view just friendly behavior. So that's number one. Number two, if you're about to tell somebody something that you think will hopefully be helpful but may not be their favorite thing to hear, what I call the sandwich technique, and it's certainly not uniformly my designation, is if you're about to tell somebody something that might ruffle their feathers a little bit, see if you can couch it, not to sandbag them, but to give them the sense that you genuinely admire them or like them. In other words, you're not their enemy. Because I think most of us are much more willing to hear something from someone that we think appreciates us, likes us, is not our enemy. So the way to do that is, and you can't be insincere, you can't say, "Well, you're just the greatest guy." I mean, especially if you don't think they're the greatest guy, because you're about to tell them why they're not the greatest guy. But explaining specifically what it is that you know, you're really hardworking, or you're always here, or you're always cheerful, something that's accurate. Because if it's just hyperbole, you're going to be viewed as an enemy, as somebody who was sandbagging them, was trying to get them to let down their guard so you could hurt them, which presumably you're not. So by saying people really like you because of this and that, but here's the problem, and I just wanted to bring it to your attention because you are such a nice guy, and I didn't want you to have people unhappy with you and not have any idea why. And I think most of us, while it doesn't feel terrific to hear someone say, "Well, your breath could, you know, set Detroit on fire," I mean, or Milwaukee or any place else, I'm not picking any particular city, that we'd probably rather hear it than not hear it, and we'd rather hear it from someone that we think has got our best interest at heart than someone that we think doesn't like us at all. So, alrighty. And that, again, that whole issue of the difference between how men and women view friendliness is really, it's an alarming issue, but what can I tell you? All right? 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind today, as I pointed out to Trevor, the summer is officially over in exactly 2 weeks from today, right? What can I tell you?
That is just bad news.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm a fan of the fall. But
I do like fall, but I wasn't quite done with my summer, you know?
Yeah, well, you've got a couple of weeks.
That's true.
So, you know, I don't want to, you know, push you too much, but what can I tell you? Yeah, I think it's been a strange summer for a lot of people. For those of you who are watching the stock market, which hopefully you're not doing a whole lot today, but apparently it's recovering a little bit. At one point they were talking about shutting it down, and now I think it's really recovered. It was down 1,000 points at one point. I think it's now like 200 or something. We'll see. I mean, look, we have a world economy these days, so that that not only is no man an island, but no bank is an island, right? Everything is interconnected, and which is, I suppose, both good news and bad news. It does give us, presumably, a bit more resilience. And apparently China decided over the weekend that they could now take pension funds and put up to 30% of them in the stock market, which should certainly give the stock market a bit of a boost. And, thank goodness, my caller, I'm trying to remember what was her name? Lynn, I think, was the one who said I keep mispronouncing Chipotle, which I'm now pronouncing correctly. I hope you guys noticed. Did you hear on September 9th they're going to hire 4,000 people in a single day?
That's a few.
That's a lot. They already have about 60,000 employees, so that's a pretty significant. That's what, 15%? 60,000? No, it's it is 15%. Because 10% would be 6,000. So no, it's not. It's not 15%. It's 7%, basically. A little about 7%, but that's a huge increase. Apparently, it's a really good place to work. That they give, promote from within, and they have really good benefits, and they pay a little bit more. And they're saying that their success as a chain really is dependent on their people culture. So that's pretty cool. Forrest Whitaker is coming to Broadway. I'm not sure why that made the news, but made all over. I think because he's an Oscar winner, I guess. This is something that will gladden the hearts of frat boys everywhere. Japan is delivering whiskey to space station for science. And margaritas, I guess, both. It turns out, this is one of those duh stories. Sex lies best when couples share childcare duties. Like, duh. I mean, if you look at any of these studies, your sex life gets better when you share childcare, when you share housework, when you share money. I mean, basically, that women feel like they feel more predisposed toward their cool spouses when the spouse sort of treats them as an equal. Like, duh, right? I don't know why that surprises people, but it does. And they're now deciding that they discovered a couple of years ago the obesity gene. And so they're now trying to find a cure for obesity, which would be huge. I mean, the idea being that people who are obese are just not as disciplined as the average bear, I think is when you're talking about such a huge percentage of the population, maybe we need to look a little deeper than just, push back from the table. David, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I got you got to me quicker than I thought you would, but I appreciate that.
Well, my pleasure.
I've got a 21-year-old son who's a great kid, but he kind of doesn't have the direction as far as what he should be doing right now, at least in my opinion. All throughout high school, he was on the football team, and that's what his love and passion is, and he wants to do that in the NFL, which is basically, in my opinion, as a parent, a fantasy. But be that as it may, he always played like off the bench in high school because he's just very small. And so, he's here now, he's in college, and suddenly he made up his mind he wanted to move out of state from Michigan to California to go to a little small college and play football. And he got out there for the last 3 weeks, and the coach out there says that he's going to, basically not let him start, but be like a bench again.
All right, David. All right, let me stop you for just a second. Let me put you on hold. We'll pick up the story just where you left it off, on the bench, in just a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. David has got a jock son who's wants to play football, and unfortunately he's a little small, and he went to California to go to school to play at a smaller school. And he just found out today, David, that that the coach is saying he's going to be a bench warmer.
On yesterday, he called me and told me that. And I guess if I were to cut to the chase, if I were going to say what I really wanted to say, I would say this: get out of Cloud Nine fantasy world. You're not going to the NFL. Get in school so you can get us some skills and get a job and cut this nonsense out. That's what I'd like to say.
Okay,
that's
but we're not going like to say that, right? Okay, we agreed. All right, good. You got that off your chest. I feel much better about it. Thank you so much. All right, now we're not going to say that. Okay, now.
What I can say when I lose my son.
All right, fair enough. First of all, how many kids do you have?
Two. My son is 21, my daughter's 19, and she's sharp as a razor, going into nursing in the Air Force. No problem with her at all.
All right. So tell me what your kid is good at.
Art, design. He's creative. Right. You know, more right brain. You know, he's a creative. You know, he started taking classes in graphic design, and his art wasn't really. He was relatively good at it, but his art wasn't in it because all he thinks about is playing football.
I got it. Let me ask you a question about your kid. Would he be a good teacher? Would he be a good coach, for example?
Yes, he would. He has a good insight, good eye for the game, and I talked to him about that. But he wants to be on the field. I've discussed that with him. You know, use your talent where you're strong. He wants to be on the field playing. It's just like he can't be anything else.
All right, so here's the deal. Saying to him, you know, get a life, kid. You're just never going to make it. As you say, I mean, look, the world is closing the door on him tightly enough. You don't need to add to it. You really don't. Okay,
right,
so we're going to agree that we're not going to do that. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
So I think at this moment, what your son is really asking you for is not advice. I think what your son is asking you for is sympathy and support. And my guess is that you can probably offer both of those to him. So I think one of the things you might be able to say is, wow, you must be really disappointed because I know this is something you've worked really hard for. And it's, okay, and then you can stop talking for a minute. And then you can say, listen, you know, this is a dad kind of thing to say, and I don't want to in any way offset the fact that I know you're disappointed. I know this is something that's really important to you. But you know what? That there are a couple ways of thinking about this, and I could do the, you know, doors open, doors closed stuff or the universe telling you stuff, but I don't want you to hang up on me. So what if I tried something else on you, son of mine? Let me stop my conversation for just a second and back off. David, is there anything in your life that you can think about that you really wanted that just wasn't meant to be?
Only when I was a kid, or a young teen, I wanted to get a motorcycle, and, my parents strongly advised against it, and, you know, against my true desire, I didn't get a motorcycle for safety reasons, and, you know.
All right, so it's not my favorite example, but it'll do for right now, of saying, look, I don't want to say doors open, doors close. I don't want to say universe is telling you things. But you know what? One of the ways I have of looking at my life, and this isn't really the same, except when I think about disappointment and really, really wanting something, intensely wanting something, you know, so I could taste it. I wasn't as gifted as an athlete as you are. But I wanted a motorcycle. And I wanted a motorcycle in the world's worst way because Jimmy Dean had a motorcycle or because, you know, I really want to be healthy, whatever it is, you know, give him the details so he knows that it was really important to you. And the combination of, you know, the universe and my parents and insurance and money, I never got a bicycle or I never got a motorcycle. And, you know, so what I view is not sort of, well, that means I didn't become an organ donor because, you know, I always felt like I was going to beat the odds and I was going to have more fun and those other idiots who crashed, they were somebody different than I was. But so what I do is I look at that as a defining moment in one of the chapters of my life. You know, when I and then I look at the birth of you guys as another chapter, meeting your mom or whatever it is. And so there are things that define intensely moments of our life. and chapters of our life, not even moments, chapters of our life. But then we move on to the next chapter. And son of mine, you know, it seems to me that football has been so important to you for so long, and I get it. I get that it was something that you love. I get the intensity. I get the fun. And so maybe it, to not take anything away from the intensity and the fun, maybe we're now talking about starting another chapter of your life. And it doesn't mean that football has to go away, but it may be that football doesn't become the defining focus of the next chapter, in the same way that, man, I talked about that motorcycle, and, you know, so you can see that it wasn't really the same, but it had some of the same emotional impact. Because for me, at least, I think that's a completely different way of thinking about things. The doors open, doors close. I mean, all of us know that, sort of intellectually. Emotionally, it doesn't feel that way at all.
Well, now, Dr. Jordan, the only other little caveat here is that because he's not going to be playing starting, or because he's going to be benched, he told me he would just like to quit and come home, back to Michigan. And, you know, I didn't give a definitive answer, but once again, what I would say when I talked to him later this evening is, you know, if he did quit school right now and come back home, it's going to be a military boot camp in my house. You know?
No, I don't think you have to say that. I think all you have to say is, because look, the idea is, let me give you an overview here, David. I was talking about chapters. The chapter of you being the authority figure in your son's life is about to come, if not to a screeching halt, at least to transition into something else, because he's 21. And the things that you're telling him will seem to him punitive. Dad's punishing me. You know, Dad wants, you know, Dad's trying to make me into his image. And whether it's true or not, it, as you say, it will damage. Perhaps not permanently, but certainly for the short term. And your son needs more from you than that right now. What your son needs from you now is you transitioning into the next chapter of your life with your son, which is not being the authority figure, not the be-all, end-all, the judge, the jury. Yours is to be his, and I'm not saying you have to be his best friend, because I'm not sure that's a style of parenting that works for most of us, but to be more of an equal, to hear more than to say, to listen more than to talk, to say to him, listen, I know it's really disappointing, and I know that you put a lot of football around the California dream. If you want to come home, that's okay, I think you need to have a plan, because I don't want you to feel like you've been defeated at something. So, I mean, it seems to me you have a bunch of options here. You can stay there if you like the school, and you may not know that quite yet. You can certainly come home, but if you come home, neither of us are going to be happy with you sort of sitting around, which means job, probably, you know, and maybe even finding a place to live. So why don't you give it a couple of days and think about what makes most sense for you and how I can help you in this.
Okay.
It's perfect. Okay. But you hear that it's almost as important for you to transition into that next chapter of your life with your son. And you can say that to him. You can even say to him, look, I had thought about telling you, come on, let's get over the fantasy or boot camp. And what occurs to me is just as you're having to transition into a different chapter of your life, I have to transition into a different chapter of my life with you, which is to be more your consultant when asked, as opposed to your authority figure that is going to may feel controlling to you at this moment. And you'll get his undivided attention at that moment. And it's going to be an interesting transition for both of you. But I do appreciate your instincts of knowing that what you were about to do is completely wrong. I don't know what your relationship was with your dad, but if it doesn't work all the time. But if you can remember what you wished your dad would have done, or the important times of with your dad, it was very likely when he asked you rather than when he told you.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is,
David, let me put you on hold. I'll come right back to you. You can finish up any way you want. I promise I'll give you all the time you need. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Dave, who's got a frustrating situation. He has a son that he loves who has been somewhat unrealistic about his prospects in terms of athleticism in the NFL. Although I know a couple of kids who are athletically gifted, but as not very big, and one of them works in the NFL as in publicity. A couple have become coaches, not in the NFL, but in high school. Some of them become assistant coaches in college. So if football is his true love, I mean, I think anybody who's coaching would much prefer to be playing. But there are alternatives. But rather than you pointing those out to him at this moment, I think what I would probably do is just say, listen, tell me, you know, I have some ideas of things I think you'd be great at, and let me know if you have any interest in that. And you may, you know, just need a day or two to just kind of mourn and sort of get your head around it. But then you get to start a different chapter. And, you know, if I can help you with that, because, you know, and I need to start a different chapter with you as well, where I ask you more than tell you that I'm your, you know, I'm your friend as well as your dad, or your consultant as well as your dad.
I don't ever really just come out and say, you know, just let go of that dream. Because he gets so depressed and he gets so down.
I hear, but you never tell anybody something they already know, all right? Because it just irritates them. If I said to you, look, you know, if I said, David,
well,
listen.
I wanted to be a rock drummer in college, okay, but I got around reality and got a degree and got a good job and taking care of, you know, business.
Okay, but wait. Stop. How long did you want to be a rock drummer?
That was my passion. All through high school, I was in the stage band, the jazz band. In college, you know, I would see bands come to the
Tell him about
play.
That. Tell him about that. But do not say, and tell him about the disappointment. When? How long did it take you to realize that Mick Jagger was not going to be calling you anytime soon?
Oh, gosh. You know, early on.
Well, how early on?
Oh, probably when I was about, probably right around his age, you know.
Okay. Okay, and how did you find it out?
Well, I mean, you know, I would play with bands, but we were playing little side bars and dusty places, and, you know, it just wasn't happening, and I needed to eat, and I wanted a place to stay. I wanted to move out of my parents' home. So I knew it meant having a skill and a job, and you know what? I'll play drums on the weekend and get my head around reality.
Okay, do everything except the statement about reality, okay? Because, look, it's the same story. You are, the DNA is, you know, you share with your kid. That you, look, first of all, if you can't have dreams when you're 18 or 19, when are you going to have dreams, all right, number one? Number two, that, you know, I don't think we necessarily want to make reality the kind of comeuppance. I think because presumably that your life as a rock star certainly would have been different, but would it have been better? And when you're 20 and you think, wow, all the drugs, all the girls, all the money, and then when you get to be like 45 and you're not Mick Jagger or Keith Richards or, you know, Ringo, and I mean, even Ringo, I think, would argue that he's gone on to a different kind of self-definition. He's probably been the most successful at transitioning, probably because he probably was the one who had the least intense dream. But the point being, share that with your kid of, honey, look, I got it. And I remember the day that I realized it just wasn't going to happen for me. And it felt terrible. And it took me a while. And, you know, when I went on a bender, whatever was true for you. Because most of us have that dream, have some kind of dream. And some people live it. I mean, when people talk they're living a dream, if you listen to them carefully, quite often, it's not the original dream that they had. It's
yeah,
a dream that
true.
They evolved. Because what we want when we're 20 is not necessarily what we want when we're 30, and it would not necessarily have been. I mean, if you talk to anybody who has, in fact, from our point of view, lived the dream, they will tell you the price tag, and whether it's marriages or rehab or heart conditions or stalkers, or I mean, there's no such thing without price tags. And the thing is, when we're young enough, we don't see the price tag at all. All we see is the glory, and that's what you saw as a drummer. That's what your son saw as being Joe Montana. I mean, who was probably the last of the truly sort of golden boys. I know they're golden boys now, but they somehow seem not quite as golden. Well, Tom Brady. Tom Brady's a great example. His whole world is falling apart. But so the point being to just share with your son that not that you feel his pain, but you've been there, and that you what did your dad say when you decided not to be a drummer anymore?
Well, he was happy.
But did he say, you know, give up the dream?
No, he never said that. He never said that. But he was like, now you can focus on taking care of yourself, building a life for yourself, and being able to stand on your own 2 feet. I mean, you know, my dad was like, a rock of stone. He wouldn't have any sympathy or smoothness at all in this time.
Well, but think of how good it would have felt to you if he'd said, David, as far as I'm concerned, you're the world's best drummer. And the fact that the rest of the world isn't as smart as I am is their loss, not yours. What's the next chapter? Think of how good that would have felt. And that's what you get to do with your kid. Listen, I see you crossing that goal line, and I see you, you know, being an inspiration. And the fact that the rest of the coaches don't do it is their loss. Okay, what's the next step?
Okay.
And
yeah, I don't want to lose him because I love my son, but
I don't want to lose him. I love my son, and the best way not to lose him is to say, what can I do to help you here? What can I do to help you?
Okay.
And that's all. And the boot camp and the fantasy and get your head wrapped around. No, you don't need to do any of that. What can I do to help you? And take him, you can say to him, well, it took me, a couple of weeks or it took me a year of, going back and forth or whatever. Tell him, go back to that lousy time in your life where you were giving up something that had sustained you for basically a decade from the time you were probably 11 or 12 years old. That's a decade. That's half your life. And to have to give it up doesn't feel very good. And to give it up, and because what you think you're going to become is your dad. I'm going to have a 9-to-5 job, and I'm going to have a family, it's going to be boring. But my dad. So,
that's true.
So saying to him, you don't have to become me. My great fear was I was going to become my dad, and he'll grin at you. All right? What can I do to help in the next chapter? Okay?
I appreciate that a lot.
Okay, David. Listen, I still think you're a great drummer, and I still think your son's got great hands. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want to place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.